Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
It's Sunday, July 2nd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank you all for joining us today. I'll be back in studio in Austin, Texas starting tomorrow. But today, tonight, I want to lay out for you how important the developments in France and now spreading around Europe are, and how it's part of a larger globalist / Soros plan to bring down civilization on its ashes, build back better the new system they've got planned that is beyond anything you've ever read in a science fiction book or even a dystopic novel like 1984. It's just all planned, it's all programmed in their own words, and it's completely diabolical. But if the population of the world will simply admit this is happening and admit that they put their globalist operatives in all the key positions of power and that all this is being done by design, then the public can rally and organize together and stop it. But they are imploding the third world, moving it into the first world, brainwashing them to be anti-Western, anti-white, anti-Christian, to then bring down what's left of the West, so there's one giant third world slave population with city-states controlled by the globalists that are above the law and tax and control the once great nations of the world. Separate technological reservations, breakaway civilizations that use economic and cultural warfare to suppress the population that's even allowed to live. Under the globalist program, the cataclysm, the breakdown, the designed implosion of the world economy is designed to eliminate at least, on the conservative estimates, 80% of the world population. That's why they're listing carbon that plants breathe and that humans exhale as bad. You are the carbon they want to eliminate. But the good news is, all over the country and all over the world, citizens are confronting the puppets of the World Economic Forum and the UN, like the American psycho from California, Gavin Newsom, and, of course, Mr. Trudeau up in Canada, who said he admires dictators and that he wants to be a dictator.
What you're doing to our children.
How are you doing, Mr.?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you, Governor Newsom?
Do you know what a detransitioner is? Do you know Chloe Cole? At the age of 15, she got her breast removed and now regrets it because of gender affirmative care. How about the Lodi woman? At 13, she got her breast removed. Gender affirmative care. No one stopped her. She was mentally unwell.
Yeah, I mean, I just had a...
You can't get a tattoo until you're 18. You can't date until you're 18. You can't go in a skin salon. But young girls and young boys can get their body parts removed. Talk to me. Our duty. I'm an attorney. I sent you letters. Thousands of people I represent. Kids commit suicide 19 times more after having their body parts removed.
Governor, parents have legitimate concerns about their kids being able to medically transition at such a young age. What do you have to say to those parents? What do you have to say?
Oh, here it comes. Hey, Justin, I have a quick question for you.
Coward! Why do you support the mutilation of children? You sick. Wave if you're a pedophile, that's right. Coward. You sick. Wave if you're a pedophile.
Where's the CCP, fiery criminal? Where's the CCP, fiery criminal?
If more citizens go to city council, go to the state houses, confront globalists peacefully on the street, and point out their crimes across the board, like dissolving our border and the human trafficking and allowing the fentanyl in and the destruction of the dollar, if we confront these globalists everywhere, they won't be able to carry out their operations. This is so critical. So I salute the patriots everywhere that are exposing the fact that this New World Order is a transhumanist death cult that is seeking to literally sterilize, kill, and murder as many people as they possibly can. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and let the latest that's unfolding in France that spread to other countries, what's behind it, and how it can be stopped, and what's going to happen if we don't stop it, and the George Soros crowd gets their way. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Independence against the New World Order. Independence against the globalist system. Independence against the United Nations that is openly pushing a treaty to take over our medical systems and our bodily autonomy itself. It's time to declare independence against Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and King Charles, who've declared war on industrial society and on carbon itself. That's what we're made of. Now they say they want nitrogen to be taken out of the atmosphere. The majority of the atmosphere is nitrogen. This is a declaration of war against life itself. They're destroying civilization. They want a post-industrial world. And that's why we're witnessing what's happening in France as the epicenter, now spreading to places like Switzerland and Belgium and beyond. If you go into the Kalergi plan and other plans developed by the UN, look these up. It openly calls for bringing in giant Muslim populations into Europe and using those populations to destabilize and control the continent. It's the same program the UN admits, replacement migration, which the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL say doesn't exist. You can go to the UN website and type in replacement migration and read all their documents, all their battle plans to bring 600 plus million people to the United States alone. They implode the third world. They cut their food off in 3 years of lockdowns. It was 3 years in the third world in some areas. They form UN refugee centers. They brainwash them against the West. They bring them in to attack Christian culture. They teach them that whites are inherently evil and stole something from you. This is the ultra-rich with something called liberation theology run by the CIA. Look it up. It's the ultra-rich, the powerful, the George Soros of the world, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers on record that are financing this. Look up who finances it. It's the Carnegie Endowment and the Rockefeller Foundation, Operation Lockstep, that funds the plan to lock you down and make you take shots and take over your body. They're the ones funding the plan to dissolve the borders and bring in third world populations. And all the major corporate media says white people are bad and Christians are bad. This is all the top using giant third world populations to crush the middle class and get rid of a middle class, because if people aspire to a middle class worldwide, then they won't follow the globalist plan of universal basic income and all living as poor serfs, except for a tiny one-tenth of 1% that's international and above the law and that live in these modern city-state systems that they say they're building. So they're imploding the old nations. That's what globalism does. Suck them dry and then have these city-states that are above the law. Vatican City, the city of London within London, Israel, the District of Criminals in D.C., its own thing. The U.N. declares itself sovereign. So within cities and within states, they have their own little city-states that are above the law, tax-exempt, that then control the regional leaders under them. This is the WEF, UN, Klaus Schwab model that he got from Cecil Rhodes 130 years ago. Cecil Rhodes had countries named after him. He controlled the diamond trade. He worked for the British Crown. This model of the British system setting up city-states within nations they implode in a worldwide corporate government or empire is the system we now live under. And they're going to have a worldwide cashless society, central bank digital currencies already here, social credit score. Nigel Farage had his bank that he's had since 1980 taken away from him because he said, how dare you take down all the British flags, the Union Jack, and put up transgender flags. And they said, you can't do that. We shut your bank account down, and other banks won't take you. That's been happening to us for 5 years. This is the model of total control. But if you're an illegal alien, you don't have to take the shot when you come into the United States or Europe, because the UN says, well, we have liability. We brought them here in a UN program. It's only the citizens that have to take the poison death shots. They're now confirmed to be placebo shots, weak death shots, and strong death shots. That's even governments confirming that in Europe last week that they had three different shots in the Pfizer shot and the others as well. So they know exactly what they're doing. And this is pressure from above, pressure from below. It's everything that Gary Allen wrote about in Under Call Conspiracy. It is their plan. Soros and all these people have armed guards. They have offshore bases, islands, multi-thousand-acre facilities with, again, guard dogs and machine guns and helicopters. But the regular middle class is living in a house with a pool. When people come through and burn things down, destroy things, that destroys the economy, that destroys stability, that destroys tourism. That's crushing the middle class and getting rid of it. And then once society completely falls, the globalists come in and buy it all up for pennies on the digital dollar. That's why this is such a sick plan. And that's why they mainly bring in military-age men into Europe, and then upwards of 90% of them never get a job. They're put on welfare. They're given housing. They adopt a gang culture. They adopt an anti-white culture that the media is constantly pushing and selling. And then when one of them tries to kill a police officer and the police officer defends themselves when they're trying to ram them with a car, well, then everything burns and the media says it's a great thing. It's a good thing. And then Macron comes out and blames video games and the internet and calls for total censorship of anyone showing the fact that it's Muslim men, brown and black Muslim men, targeting and killing and burning white people out of their homes because you can't show crime statistics. Now, 20-1 black on white crime in the United States. It was 10-1 a few years ago. But the media has said whites are inherently evil. They deserve to be destroyed. You need to go after them. You need to rob them. You need to burn them out. And then when you do that, we're not going to show it on the news because that's hateful and that's encouraging the violence to show it, the mostly peaceful protest. The good news is triple the number of Hispanics are voting Republican, almost triple the number of blacks are voting Republican, particularly black men, people that see through this and don't want to be part of it. But there is a minority of brown people, and it's almost a majority in Europe, that have literally been taught that white people are dirty and evil and you have to lick their boots. But it's rich, powerful globalists above that that are manipulating these masses of folks. When I've been in Europe or the UK, routinely Muslims will just walk by and say some smart-ass thing to me, or I'll be shooting video of a landmark, and they go, hey, don't you tape me. And I'm like, I'm not taping you. And when I get back in their face, they just shrink back. When they get, hey, man, what's your problem? I'm like, hey, what's your problem? I haven't done anything to you. I'm not a doormat. You understand that? I haven't done crap. In fact, if our culture's so bad and so evil, why don't you just go? How about that? We need to stop kissing the ass of Disney and the pedophiles. We need to stop kissing the ass of the Democratic Party. We need to stop kissing the ass of the New World Order and then all their little spoiled brat minions. And by the way, I'm not just bashing brown people here that have become racist against whites. It's a bunch of weird white academics that are running it, and they're the worst. So I don't care whether you're a leftist white communist or whether you're some racist black person, whoever you are. The New World Order is the one putting fluoride in your water. Major study just came out. It causes brain damage and cancer and infertility. The New World Order is the one taking all your freedoms. The New World Order is the one trying to put poison shots in your body. The New World Order is the one chemtrailing and geoengineering. The New World Order is the thing that's declared us carbon to all be evil. The New World Order is the group that's coming after everybody. And so we have to stop letting the left be in the position of authority where they shame us into cutting our son's penises off to be stylish. and where they shame whites into accepting whatever globalist policy there is to prove we're not racist. Or when you're white and somebody's rude to you because you're white, you need to stop kissing people's ass. Okay? And black folks and brown folks, and I know you're stepping up, I see it everywhere. When you see this type of crap, you just say it's wrong. If I see a bunch of KKK morons coming into town saying black people are this and that, I've gone and protested them and said, you don't speak for me. But you know what? There's not a bunch of KKK running around. They're rare, okay? And most of them are feds. What is not rare is my oldest daughter getting caught up in an Antifa Black Lives Matter riot in South Austin about 2 months ago when she was driving home after work at 9 o'clock at night. And the shootouts and all the craziness, it needs to stop. We need to stabilize civilization. We need to take our countries back. We need to then, through the judicial system, indict the globalists for all the racketeering crimes they've committed and put the fear of God back in these globalist elites and get them off of our ass. It's that or total destruction, because they are collapsing society. Finally, before I hand the baton to Christy Lee with all the great information and news she's got, also Roseanne Barr coming up this evening and more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You know, he wants a two-parent home, and thankfully, you know, you've been able to come and fill that role. And we're going to be talking to Natalie Bisner, and she's someone else that Alex has featured on this show. But she is a former feminist, and she's an ex-liberal, and she shared this video, which I thought was kind of funny, that I'll show, and then we can talk more about this. Let's watch it. Oh, the first one. Take the first clip.
Do you think men are important?
Well, I'm not
like for what?
Okay, so for our audio listening audience, it goes on to, you know, after Shira's comment about, like, what are men good for? It goes to show, you know, mechanics, 96.4%, landscapers, 90.3%, scientists, 76.5%, steelworkers, over 90%, military, 85%, construction, 98.5%, and on, pilots, 90.9%, farmers, over 80%, carpenters 99%, police 83%, fishermen 91%, and he just goes on and on. So, you know, Cher, we all laughed when she said, you know, what are men good for? She said, like, for what? But then it goes on to show you exactly what they are good for. And then, like I said, you know, the need that pretty much all, so many of our problems can go back to lack of fathers in the home. And I know that that's a topic that you've been passionate in talking about as well. I mean, I just happened to see, John is from Baltimore, and here's a headline, mass shooting in South Baltimore. Yeah. 30 people shot, 2 people killed during a block party. Now, John actually ran for office back in the day in your early 20s. But, you know, they just continue to elect people that keep crime high. And you say a lot of it can
well,
be...
Well, there's no competition. The guy that looks like the mushroom guy from Mario Brothers is their mayor right now. He's got a bunch of people through the Obama administration and that kind of camp and the Biden camp that essentially kind of run him in many ways. Probably a bunch of affiliates through the O'Malley administration, who was the governor of that state as well and the mayor of that city. But that city in particular, there's a reason Maryland and Prince George's County and things like that are always used in statistics, when it has to do with things like education and poverty and that's a city to where statistically it's not even blacks. It's whites, Hispanic. The parents aren't in the home. So I can't remember the last study that came out, but it's very high. I believe it was in the 70 percentile of homes in the city of Baltimore don't have the legit mother and father in the household, the legitimate mother and father in the household. Now, the day and age we live in, people get offended by even saying legitimate. What does that mean, legitimate mother and father? Because that could be anybody nowadays, your aunt, your grandparents, or 2 women, 2 men. But it gets outside of the point that they just don't have their parents around, and that's not even. And this is why I'm happy to see some. Today we have Judge Joe Brown coming on, because he's been a big advocate about that, and I've heard him on other interviews talk about this, that, you know, when you enter these cities, it's like the home of 30-year-old grandparents. And Judge Joe Brown's talked about this multi-generational, you know, thing, to where you even have great-great-great-grandparents. And every single generation, it's the same issues, single-family homes through every generation. And then you wonder why half of this stuff happens. I mean, I left Baltimore because I got desensitized to half of that. It wasn't just the crime and the issues, but it was always the heroin capital of the United States. I got tired of just seeing people doing heroin all the damn time, to be quite frank.
Mm-hmm. And then you moved to Toledo, which is where he and I met, and you moved into what Toledo considered to be an inner city neighborhood, which
they considered it to be the worst neighborhood in the city of Toledo, statistically the poorest neighborhood in Toledo. But I kind of actually felt at home. But Toledo is then also a city of 37 murders a year, all of them drug-related. Mostly, you know, due to drug deals. to where I'm coming from, Baltimore, to where it was 400 to 500 murders a year. You know, same thing, same issues, reasons for the murders half the time, drug-related. So it also goes to show you, be grateful for what you have. Things could always be worse.
Yeah. Speaking of drugs, I do have some news on Hunter Biden that we can cover. So I happen to see this shared by NBC News, and you know I'm passionate about media malfeasance, if you will. And the headline was, Hunter Biden attorney says WhatsApp message cited by Republicans is fake. So anybody that doesn't dig any deeper than the headline is going to be like, oh my gosh, Republicans are sharing fake WhatsApp messages. It's not even true. And this has like been in the news. I mean, if they watched anything outside of CNN, this has been in the news that Hunter Biden was again trying to get money for the big guy. In this article, it says Lowell writes the screenshots of the messages as tweeted by Smith, both include a photo of Mr. Biden, not from 2017, but from the White House Easter egg roll in April 2022. It talks about how WhatsApp messages are in green and the image superimposed that had a Chinese flag on it, like those were in blue. Like, so it wasn't the right image. So basically it's saying that the whole thing is fake, but it was the images essentially that were shared that were doctored by who knows who, but the message was the same. So Kyle Becker had this to say about it. He said, everybody here knows an IRS whistleblower who was the lead in the investigation had his life destroyed. Now, here's, again, a journalist that's caring about motivations. So this man had his life destroyed for bringing information forward and testifying under oath that the message itself is real. The message itself, not the picture. We all know the image is not the actual WhatsApp image. This is the legalistic deflection, and NBC News is once again playing the fact check, the irrelevant fact game. So it's just very misleading, which is, again, the definition of media malfeasance. What I will say about this, though, is why do the fake image? Because then you can't, you're serving it up on a platter for them like this. Because if we had an issue as conservatives, or, you know, conservatives out there had an issue with the January 6th videos, adding audio in that was not there, they sensationalized it. They put the screams and the like crash sounds and everything under surveillance video was that was not there. And we're going to call that out and be like, this is sensationalizing. Why did they share like fake images? Why couldn't they share the actual? I don't know. Maybe there's more to that.
Well, it's the same of when we look, remember when we did the whole thing with the ivermectin horse paste thing with Oklahoma, they had pictures of them in winter clothes. It was summertime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why does the media do anything that they do? It's so overloaded anyway, that where half the time I don't even know what's real and what isn't. You know, and I don't know, honey. I promise I will wake up here.
It's okay. You know, that's why we're a partnership. But that is but I do want to be fair and say, you know, that conservative media shouldn't be sensationalizing. If they were trying to do that by throwing in a Chinese flag and pictures of Joe Biden looking at his worst Easter egg, you don't need that. If the messages are real and the whistleblower is testifying under oath, then let the message speak for itself. And then you won't have an issue where NBC, of course, predictably what sensationalizes and say it's fake. And clearly he's talking about the images themselves, not the message itself. Well, when we return, we're going to be talking to, over this break, we're going to be trying to connect with Judge Joe Brown. We're going to be getting his reaction on the latest Supreme Court rulings concerning affirmative action, as well as the rejection of Biden's student loan repayment plan. So that's what we're going to have when we get back.
InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation. And so please go to InfoWars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one time or recurring. You have a little profile there, canceling time. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in, and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it. You just click it, and then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. Instead of making 20, 30, 40% like we do on the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as keeping us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to InfoWars. This is Christy Lee, and we are still trying to connect with Judge Joe Brown. Hopefully, he'll be joining us soon. I am joined by my husband, John Scott, back by popular demand.
Sorry, yes, sir.
And if you would like to join in the conversation so far, we've been really talking about the culture war and really how it's mainly practically all of these problems that we're seeing are tied back to the agenda to destroy the home and to not have two parents in the home. And we are going to be having someone join us that I'm going to play a video of here in just a minute. But I wanted to give the phone number out if you would like to call while we wait to connect with Judge Joe Brown. If you would like to call and weigh in on any of these topics or say hello, the number to call is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. You can call right now and weigh in on this topic or what Alex is talking about what's going on in France, whatever you would like as far as that goes. I do want to share the verse of the day because I haven't done that yet. This is the verse I chose for the day, Colossians 4:2, and the verse is, continue earnestly in prayer. being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. It's like such a short verse, but it packs in so much. Keep praying. Do it earnestly. Be vigilant, of course, for such a time as this. And do that all with a grateful heart. So it's really what I feel like puts it all together. So great verse for the day, Colossians 4:2. Feel free to share your favorite verses as well if you get a chance to call in. So like I said, Natalie, and I hope I'm saying her name right, Biesner, she's going to be joining us in the next hour. She has just kind of suddenly gotten attention for her post. She has a really awesome monologue type style, and she's a former ex-liberal, has always voted Democrat, and just really woke up, like so many, to what was going on with the pandemic. And I know that Alex just recently shared one of her little monologue clips, and I happened to see that she shared that. But like, wow, I'm so honored. Alex Jones talked about me on his show. So I was like, hey, would you like to come on the show? And she was said yes, of course. So we're going to get to talk to her and hear more about her story. But here is just a sample, a video that I know Alex has shared before because it's just so good. Feminism, the trans agenda, clip number two.
I'm going to say this again for some of you. Feminism paved the way for the trans agenda. None of this would have been possible without feminism. And I know that ticks off the old school feminists who say, we're fighting against this. I know you are. But that doesn't mean you didn't unknowingly or otherwise support the movement that led us to this, which is where womanhood is all but meaningless and anyone who feels like a woman can be one. Feminists, you have repeatedly denied the differences between men and women. You have destroyed the differences between us. You have eviscerated traditional gender roles on the basis that they were formed in socialization rather than in biology. You have made women into second-rate men. You have encouraged women to see our most powerful asset, our ability to give life, as an avenue through which we are oppressed rather than the avenue through which we find liberation and fulfillment. And the worst way in which you have done this, feminist, is via abortion. Feminism lies. Feminism tells women that ripping apart limb from limb our own offspring inside ourselves is a right and that it's health care. And now you're mad, feminist, that a man can slap on some makeup, maybe shoot up some estrogen, call himself a woman, and demand the right to be treated as such? And we all call that gender-affirming care? Feminists, you invented hiding behind euphemisms. You invented demanding a right that isn't there. You invented slapping the label healthcare on something that is anything but. You dove us headlong into the sexual revolution, and you thought you could draw the line of where it ends. Turns out you can't. You forced open the door for womanhood and women to be meaningless, and for men to be better than you at both.
So good. And so we're going to see her in the next hour. But first, we're going to go to Judge Joe Brown. But before we do, I do want to just sneak in a phone call as long as we're talking about that subject. Douglas from California. Douglas, you're on the air.
Good day, Christy. Good to talk to you again.
You as well.
And congratulations are in order, I hear.
Yes, for having not only a hot husband who's here with me today, but one that knocked me up 5 months ago. we're trying to do our part to keep the world populated because of the depopulation agenda.
Well done.
Thank you.
I'm a grandfather, a veteran. I have a good, outstanding son. And I've been concerned about Assembly Bill 957 in the state of California. And I want to provide some update on that. It did pass the Assembly and was amended to not be a criminal offense, but a civil issue for divorce courts. But it's going before the Senate, and I've been calling the senators, posting my opposition and trying to rally support.
And so can you break that down for me? Like, what does this mean for the rest of us, or what could this mean?
This is gender affirmation. In other words, you better sign on to gender affirmation in divorce court, or you lose.
Oh, I see.
2-5 points in the custody hearing.
Well, I mean, we're already seeing that that's happening tragically in so many cases. I've interviewed already many that are being kept from their children, particularly fathers, for not signing on to the gender affirmation agenda. It's just like it's an automatic. They're going to choose the other parent. It's so awful. So this is just going to basically, I guess, solidify it. But it's like, for me, it's like they're doing this anyway, you know?
I found talking with interns and aides in the senators' offices that they want to hear from us, because the impression I get is they don't like the idea and they need our opinion, which opposes the bill.
Well, I thank you for drawing attention to it, because if that's the case, then, I mean, when you can do nothing else, stand, right, Douglas? So, Douglas, thank you so much for your phone call calling from California. Let's not give up on California. If you're still there, bless your heart. I mean, I don't know how you're doing it, because I escaped. I could only last a little over a year there. But if you are there, continue to try and make changes, what changes you can, and make sure that you call your legislators and especially encourage them not to continue to move that assembly bill even further. We're going to be joined by Judge Joe Brown, but I don't want to end up having to cut him off. So we're going to take a break in a couple minutes and then bring him in after that. But let's start introducing the topic. So basically, one of the main things that we're going to be talking about with Judge Joe Brown is these major Supreme Court decisions that happened one after the other. First of all, the affirmative action in ruling against race-conscious college admissions. Essentially, from what I take of this, is they were saying it was like never okay, and this is actually hurting the Asian population and discriminating mostly against them, is my understanding of what was happening there. Is that what you took from it, John?
No, I'm not sure, to be honest.
So that's been defeated. The colleges are not supposed to be making judgments based on race anymore when it comes to admissions. Now, a defiant Harvard is vowing to continue to use race in their admissions decisions. They're using it from one line in the ruling, basically saying that an applicant's discussion of how race affected his or her life can be used in the determination, and they're going to use that one line to basically, if you write an essay and you talk about how race affected your ability to get to this point or could affect your ability to go to college, then make sure that you put that in your essay, and we're going to have Harvard continuous tradition of basically racism. So there are others speaking out against this. A Cornell Law School professor, William Jacobson, said the Supreme Court gave universities a narrow opening, and Harvard just announced it's going to drive an affirmative action truck right through it. So that was from Cornell Law School professor William Jacobson in a tweet. And we're also going to be talking about how the Supreme Court has killed Biden's student loan relief plan, according to NBC News. Again, notice they use the word kills Biden's student loan relief plan instead of, maybe saying Supreme Court rejects Biden's student loan relief plan because it was unconstitutional. They just act like they've made the Supreme Court a murderer by using this word kills, right?
Well, look, I followed it because I still have some student, I would have benefited from
yeah.
it. I would have got 20 grand off my student loans, but you know what's wild about it is they dragged the thing on like a Geoffrey Chaucer story. Until, or not even Geoffrey Chaucer, I guess I'm more, like Charles Dickens paying your quarter every week to watch it, and then all of a sudden we get to the very last.
Yeah, and then let's talk more about that.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th Super Sales just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot Points. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. BrainForce Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cap, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's got to get that. That's selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Superfilm Vitality, same as the male Vitality, but the male sold out, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, The Missing Link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole Food Multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Platinum products, 25% off. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Just be clear, I got into Harvard only because of affirmative action.
Yep, guys, that's MSNBC's Joyanne Reed, who went on national television to brag about the fact that the only reason she got into Harvard was because she was black and due to affirmative action. Now, Joy, that isn't the flex that you think it is. Matter of fact, it's actually pretty damn embarrassing. And unlike you, I would honestly much rather have not achieved the accomplishment than have people wondering for the rest of my life whether or not I actually earned it or whether or not I actually just got it because I was black. Because here's the deal, and this may be the difference between me and you, Joy. I don't need my blackness to open doors for me. No, my work ethic will, my passion will, my drive will, my ambition will. That is all that I need. And the idea that black people need affirmative action just to be as good as the white man is a racist idea within itself. Wasn't the entire goal of our society was to live in a time in which the content of one's character would mean more than the color of their skin? Wasn't that someone's dream once upon a time? So why are you against that dream, Joy? Make that make sense.
That's the topic. Make that make sense. We are being joined by Judge Joe Brown, an American former lawyer and television personality. He's a former Shelby County, Tennessee criminal court judge and is now running for the mayor of Memphis. So happy to have Judge Joe Brown with us. Thank you so much for coming on, and we would love your legal opinion and just your personal opinion on these major Supreme Court rulings in just the past week.
Well, let's say this. To begin with, I actually had something to do with the implementation of what was known as affirmative action, but it really is not like what the Supreme Court was dealing with recently. In fact, the opinion written by Justice Roberts more closely approximates the original conceptualization of affirmative action. In the late mid-1960s, when I was at UCLA, we had a situation where we had 145 full-time black students, 73 undergrads, 73 grad students, 72 undergrads. And that was fewer than they had had at UCLA in the 1930s. That was out of some 60,000 plus full-time students. So what we looked at was general admissions, which were stated in the catalog as a competitive assessment of grade point average, aptitude test, and or other factors that indicated an ability to succeed. That's what they were using at major universities around the country to get athletes in. We said, in conjunction with other minorities, Hispanics, Asians, Native Americans, etc., we said, look, why don't we use this same standard for everybody and not just limit it to athletes? Hmm. So if you've got somebody who has a demonstrated situation which may be predicated on race but produced a result that was race neutral, let them in. You want to see what they have done. Did they have to work? Was the situation they grew up in one that imposed a hardship that they overcame? If you let them in, will they maximize the fallout to their respective communities? Now, at that time, California's Constitution, adopted in 1851, had a specific mandate for the University of California to deliver leadership training in all ethnic groups, all fields, science, industry, you name it. So what happened is we put this in place. Now, somewhere around 1971, we had some black students up in UC, well, trying to get in UC Berkeley Medical School. They party too much. They came from affluent black families, and they did not have anything that came out of their black experience that gave them a hardship, and they should have done just as well as a mainstream student when it came to grade point average and aptitude test. So they did not want this application of other factors to indicate an ability to succeed that it worked so well in terms of producing academic successes. Mm-hmm. What they wanted was just to have one factor, meaning they're black, without anything else that's race neutral coming out of it. And what they sought was to get away from what they were calling a political test, which was, what does everybody else get out of you going to school? In other words, the university itself, the society in general, your own people, what do they get out of this when you go to school? In other words, have you demonstrated by the things you have involved yourself with, by the hardships you've overcome, that you will keep pushing for other people and not just be selfish? Well, they didn't want that. So they collaborated with UC Berkeley and some of the white students. And what they wanted was just to be let in on essentially a quota, which would say, because you are black, you have the highest scores amongst the black applicants, but without anything else being demonstrated, you do not match regular admissions. See, before that, the affirmative action admittees actually matched the ordinary admission standards. That's why they used to have this thing about what are your extracurricular activities when you turned in an application to a college or university. That said, they completely disregarded the California Constitution. They phrased things in a language that set up Bakke that said reverse discrimination is a no-no, which it's not. I mean, it is and should be. And that we and other parts of the state were trying to keep them from doing. We said, this is bogus. Don't go there. You're going to set up a negative precedent. So since then, the language and the way the whole issue has been cast is not the way it started, which is these students match regular admission criteria. Just take one aspect of that admission process that is ordinarily reserved for athletes and apply it across the board. Now it's simply somebody gets in because they were black. Interestingly enough, Clarence Thomas, was admitted to Yale Law School under an affirmative action program. Now, I didn't. I got in through the front door, and same thing with law school, and I had such high scores all across that they were trying to recruit me in various places so they could bring me in to set up the parameters for the new kind of affirmative action program. Interestingly enough, Clarence Thomas got in a little academic difficulty at Yale, and he seems to have spent his first summer between being a first-year law student and a second going around the country speaking against the affirmative action programs he got in under. So what we have seen over the years is a complete misstatement of the concept. And in actuality, what Justice Roberts says in his majority opinion is exactly what black students, brown students, red students, yellow students were saying back in the 60s was what we wanted as affirmative action. So the clock's just been turned back, and a lot of nonsense has been stripped out of the way, because I don't think it's right just to let somebody in because of what their color is without showing that their color has some negative impact on their circumstances, and then they have overcome it. You can see that a lot these days where everybody is whining and complaining about, oh, everybody's dumping on me, and when are you going to come up with an equivalent for such and such ethnic group that is like, save the tigers, the tiger used to be king of the jungle, now he's endangered. So send $19 a month to World Wildlife Fund so you can save the tigers and that whale. You know, it's crazy. And the other point is this. If you want an affirmative action program, mothers, particularly in single-parent female head of household homes, sit on the other side of the kitchen table with your child, because there's nobody racist to anybody sitting on the other side, and make them do their homework. This is not about being nice. It's not about being entitled. It's not about the world owes you anything, because the world is a very dangerous place. You could get hit by a bolt of lightning, a meteorite, a piece falling off of an aircraft. You could get swept away with a tsunami, a flood, a hurricane, typhoon, tornado. You name it. It's dangerous being here. Yeah. So it is unfair to the to get them going off into everybody owes you something and you live in a safe world and you're entitled to be safe. No, you're not. And then the other problem is a fallout on our status as citizens in this country. Being in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Well, let's hold that topic until we do have to take another quick break, but please stay on, and then when we return, we can finish that thought. We can also maybe see if John has a question that he wants to get in there as well. So stick with us during the break. Make sure you're checking out all the amazing products from InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and stay with us for Judge Joe.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.